the first paragraph of a letter from the artist Saul LeWitt to fellow artist Eva Hesse. This one is not safe for work or for ears that are not ready to hear some expletives. Dear Eva, it will be almost a month since you wrote to me, and you have possibly forgotten the state of your mind. I doubt it, though. You seem the same as always, and being you, hate every minute of it. Don't. Learn to say fuck you to the world once in a while. You have every right to. Just stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out, struggling, grasping, confusing, itching, scratching, mumbling, bumbling, grumbling, humbling, stumbling, numbling, rambling, gambling, tumbling, scumbling, scrambling, hitching, hatching, bitching, moaning, groaning, honing, boning, horse shitting, hair splitting, nit picking, piss trickling, nose sticking, ass gouging, eyeball poking, finger pointing, alleyway sneaking, long waiting, small stepping, evil eyeing, back scratching, searching, perching, besmirching, grinding, grinding, grinding away at yourself. Stop it and just do. So, what do you need to stop and just do today? Are you going to carry those words of Soloit around with you? Because I think I've been carrying this letter around, various printouts of it, since 2008, 2009, since the long, strange days of art school. I could read some art history to you about the work of Saul LeWitt and the work of Eva Hesse. I'm not going to do that. If you are curious, let me know, and I am so happy to talk to you about it. I did a project on Eva Hesse a million billion years ago. She was really quite something and had a tragic end, like so many of the women artists I know and love, and I think I probably need to explore that for a little bit, but this is probably neither the time nor the place for it. Yeah, Saul LeWitt spitting mad truths in a letter from 60-some-odd years ago that still rings very true for creators of every kind today. Today, I am going to do the hardcore rest because my body is exhausted and I need to try to keep it going and going and going so it's a rest day and maybe a just do some writing day or some reading day or some stretching day or some nothing day. I don't know, but I'm going to do my best to do. I'm curious to know what you're doing today. Feel free to let me know. I love getting responses from all of you. Please don't be afraid to reach out. It really makes my day to know what's going on in your lives. And with that, I request that you put on your SPF and drink your water, and that you're kind to yourselves and you're kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes with the words of Saul LeWitt today. There's about 5 or 6 paragraphs to this letter. Maybe I'll read some more to you later. If you like it, let me know. There's less swearings as it goes on, and it's actually some really friggin' decent advice. So if you're into it, let me know. And if you're not, I'm probably going to do it anyway. Sorry, not sorry. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow for Cheeky Haiku Friday / short cheeky poems that I find lying around my little room of my own. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.